WHO's Phil Murphy not lost in a release earlier this week touting former potential BCDC chair candidate Todd Scherer's endorsement of Paul Giuliano to lead the Bergen County Democratic Committee was Giuliano's endorsement of the 2021 re-election of the sitting governor. The little nugget appeared even as establishment buzz began to tilt away from the notion of a Democratic primary challenge to Murphy by someone like Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, and more toward a combined forces general election attack, see below. In any event, Giuliano's comments about Murphy had end zone dance implications for the governor's allies who feared Bergen, post the reliable Lustellato, could crumble out of their grasp. Doug Steinhardt and Jack Chiattarelli, the two Republican leaders, spoke earlier this month at the North Jersey Rough Riders Society, and left a trail all month long of their dominant footing, respectively, to vie for the 2021 Republican nomination to challenge Governor Phil Murphy. Chair of the state party, Steinhardt has backers who believe he would be sufficiently pragmatic to represent certain establishment party interests while also containing powerful South Jersey Democrats. Chiattarelli is seen internally at this point as less disposed to hardly breaking bread with South Jersey. A source told InsiderInch that if Steinhardt were to leave the chairmanship of the state party to pursue a gubernatorial run, Executive Director Teresa Winiger would be in strong position to succeed him. Paul Giuliano, it's over. It was already over. But now it's so over it's charred. The Superintendent of Public Works for Fairview Borough will be the next chairman of the Bergen County Democratic Party, with sufficient relationships on all sides of the political equation to void the stigma of entering the position as anyone's lapdog. Tom Sullivan, the Bergen County freeholder, gave off a rock star in residence vibe at his fundraiser in Moonaki this week, where congressmen commingled with rank-and-file party members while paying homage to the fast-emerging countywide brand name. Annabel Rommels and Ras Barica, backed by the North Ward councilman and mayor respectively, the Moving Schools Forward ticket of Tavi Padilla, Adorian Murray-Thomas, and Siobhan Anderson mowed down the rest of the field in school board elections on Tuesday in Newark. WHO's downed George Gilmore, the longtime powerful Ocean County GOP chairman, was convicted this week of failing to pay payroll taxes and submitting a false loan application, and heard the ensuing calls for his resignation as chairman. Roger Leon, no to the Newark Schools superintendent. If you're in a job where you represent kids and you're going to throw yourself a birthday bash, try not to look like you're stretching the boundaries of good taste. Joe DiVincenzo, in a fair editorial by NJ.com, the oversight powers of the Essex County Executive fell under scrutiny this week in the aftermath of a failure by jail brass to report a suicide at the facility. Luis Velez, more bad news for the Patterson councilman this week as police took him custody on a charge of violating a restraining order after he allegedly threatened his wife via third-party telephone call. Advocates for Renewable Energy Sierra Club director Jeff Tittle derided the Board of Public Utilities 4-1 vote in favor of renewing subsidies for three nuclear power plants as greed, not need. Oh, and then there's this.